We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colours.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity, under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Nature-loving viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, F1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 87 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Ankh Verong, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buer, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondelsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Ita Blessemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde.
In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector Portachuelo, El Vivero, and Pueblo Viejo, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASU Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company, and Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. in Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Cristal Cablevisión.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilang County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiaoyi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozhe City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiaoyi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhanur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Senjan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Africa is working to increase rural development and adapt to the effects of climate change. In sustainable energy news, a Japanese electric company opens a large-scale solar power plant. In animal welfare news, a kind American woman rescues a horse with a famous lineage. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 18th, is the National Day of Latvia, observing its independence achieved in 1918. Among this Eastern European country's many protected areas is Gauja National Park. It is known for its gorgeous Devonian sandstone cliffs along the Gauja River, as well as over 500 cultural and historical monuments. The historic center of Riga, a United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, World Heritage Site, is recognized as having Europe's finest collection of Art Nouveau buildings. Today is also the National Day of Oman, this year honoring the 70th birthday of His Majesty Sultan Qaboos bin Said, born in 1940. This auspicious holiday is one of the most popular in the nation and is commemorated with splendid activities. His Majesty has reigned since 1970. In addition, 2010 celebrates the 40th anniversary of His Majesty's leadership of Oman. With the guidance of His Majesty, this Middle Eastern country is recognized for its economic stability, efforts for regional harmony, as well as protection of the environment. We respectfully wish Your Majesty Sultan Qaboos bin Said a blessed and joyous birthday, celebrated with cherished ones. May the people of Latvia and Oman have wonderful national days.
Fly-in news, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from Honduras. For many weeks, several Central American countries were swept by tropical storms and related floods. In hard-hit Honduras, many were left struggling to recover.
Hemos estado atravesando los últimos dos meses por crisis bastante severas, donde las lluvias han tenido efectos destructivos en 12 de los 18 departamentos que componen Honduras, afectando alrededor de 9,000 familias que tenemos muchas viviendas que fueron destruidas totalmente. En estos 12 departamentos, aproximadamente el 80% de la producción agrícola se ha perdido.
Nosotros somos madres solteras, donde trabajamos para nuestros hijos y cómo podemos trabajar porque no podemos salir adelante con esta situación que a nosotros nos pasa. Es triste.
Y hemos pasado con el agua aquí al pecho. Y mucha agua hay todavía.
Sending immediate aid to all affected countries, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $10,000 for Honduras and asked that our closest association members go to help. This amount could purchase $110,000 in urgent supplies based on the region's cost of living. Our association's relief teams from Costa Rica and Honduras worked with local mayors and governors, as well as fire department personnel, to prepare and deliver much-needed food supplies.
Gracias, maestra, que Dios la bendiga. Cuánto los alegramos, porque tenemos días de no comer.
More than 800 families in the departments of Choluteca and Nacaome benefited from the packages.
Nosotros le agradecemos la maestra Qinghai por esa colaboración que nos han venido brindando.
Estamos muy agradecidos porque esto nos viene a ayudar a muchas familias pobres que han enfrentado esta situación de emergencia, familias humildes. Sabemos que estos problemas que estamos enfrentando de inundaciones se deben a los cambios climáticos. También le pedimos a todos los que habitamos en la tierra que colaboremos con el medio ambiente.
Gracias, maestra Qinghai. Gracias.
Estamos agradecidos y que Dios la proteja siempre.
Gracias, maestra, por la comida.
With thanks to the local governments and firefighting personnel of Honduras, we join in gratefulness for Supreme Master Qinghai's loving support to the families in distress. Our prayers for the Honduran people's full restoration of their regular day-to-day lives as we strive to minimize such disastrous events through a kinder relationship with the ecosphere.
fatal flood sweep central Ao Lạc or Vietnam. As of Wednesday, November 17th, a third wave of flooding since October caused at least 12 fatalities, with two missing and 10 others injured in the central Ao Lạc seas or Vietnamese provinces of Quang Tri, Quang Nam, and Quang Ngai. Thua Tinh Hue, home to the country's ancient imperial city, is also among the provinces inundated by the most recent rains, with Binh Son District and Quang Ngai Province being one of the worst hit. The Committee for Flood and Storm Prevention and Control reported that nearly 37,000 houses were waterlogged or damaged, and some 10,000 people were evacuated throughout the affected regions. Meanwhile, thousands traveling between the north and south were stranded as landslides blocked roads. Local officials are providing evacuees with food, drinking water, and medicines, as well as keeping a close watch on reservoir water levels. With some 40,000 wells submerged in Phu Yên province, the National Center for Rural Water Supply and Environmental Sanitation is also distributing water disinfectant materials to residents there.
Expressing her deep sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please check with local government to see if assistance is required. She also requested that they go, if possible, to help the most desperate, such as the elderly or orphans without caregivers, adding that funds for urgent needs are available.
Our appreciation, Ao Lạc Seas officials and all personnel working to lessen the disaster conditions, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her kind-hearted concern. May the Ao Lạc Seas people be graced with resiliency as we pray for the dissipation of such disturbing extremes through humanity's gentler regard for all life.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Now, this thing called mindfulness, right? Mindfulness, and in particular, neuroscience.
Legal professionals participate in U.S. Meditation Conference. Attorneys, judges, law professors, students, and neuroscientists from across the United States and as far away as Australia recently gathered at the University of California Berkeley School of Law in California, USA, for the conference The Mindful Lawyer. The event, sponsored by several U.S. universities, featured scholarly presentations, discussions, and guided sessions of contemplative practices such as yoga. It was also the first national conference ever to provide information about how meditative techniques could help those in the legal sector manage the high levels of stress often associated with their profession. Although the gathering was originally limited to 150 participants, response was so high that the organizers raised it to 185, the school's maximum capacity, with 30 others on a waiting list. Addressing the attendees, Conference Chair Charles Halpern of Berkeley Law School conveyed his hope that beneficial practices such as meditation would soon be taught at all law schools. He stated, "People will be less stressed, lead more balanced lives, and realize they will be more effective lawyers if they are better people." Our appreciation, Mr. Halpern, University of California, Berkeley, and all organizers of this uplifting conference. May such beneficial practices that enhance life and inner peace be shared with legal and other professionals across the globe.
Study finds that college drinking culture can change. Comprehensive research led by Dr. Dong Chul So of Indiana University School of Health, Physical Education and Recreation in the USA has demonstrated that it is possible to significantly reduce binge drinking on college campuses through multi-leveled intervention campaigns. In the study, one group of freshmen living on campus were exposed to three levels of an alcohol awareness program, in which they were required to take an online class about its harms as well as interact with resident assistant peers who had received special training. The students were also placed in contact with environmental signals such as posters and information for avoiding binge drinking and not drinking before driving. compared to a group of students living off-campus who only received environmental interventions, the on-campus freshman group showed a significant decrease in average number of drinks, with reduced numbers also of the total freshmen drinking at least once a week compared to the previous year. Our appreciation, Dr. So, and fellow researchers at Indiana University for your work in showing how such a multi-level approach can create lasting beneficial change. May many other campuses be motivated toward implementing similar programs for the intoxicant-free health and safety of students worldwide.
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol.
2.3 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide.
In Australia alone, 70% of adults are negatively impacted by another's drinking, with 43% affected by physical or verbal abuse. Over 100 British children each week call a hotline to express concern about their parents' alcohol and drug use.
Cost of alcohol-related illnesses, $186.4 billion U.S. dollars in the United States, $210 to $665 billion U.S. dollars globally. Disease.
Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon, esophagus, rectum.
Liver disease, cardiovascular disease, metal toxicity, brain damage, amnesia and dementia, brain shrinkage, organ failure, heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes.
Birth defects. Children afflicted by anxiety and depression. Mental retardation. Fetal alcohol syndrome. Stunted growth. Facial deformity. Sudden infant death syndrome. Miscarriage.
Alcohol-related violence. Child abuse. 50% of cases. Violence toward loved ones. 30% of cases. Violent acts. 40 to 80% of cases. Suicides. 20 to 50% of cases, plus more.
For help quitting, please visit.
For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com/killers.
Leaders of Japan and China meet. Meeting for the first time in several months during the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, or APEC, meeting, Japanese Prime Minister Naoto Kan and Chinese President Hu Jintao held discussions intended to ease their country's relations following an issue that arose from disputed territorial islands. They concluded with an agreement to further bilateral ties. On Sunday, Japanese Foreign Minister Seiji Maihara and Chinese Foreign Minister Yang Jiechi also met, with both pledging increased efforts to resume high-level dialogue. Foreign Minister Yang said, "We need to build a climate and conditions conducive to resuming negotiations so we can make the East China Sea an ocean of peace, cooperation, and friendship." Our respectful accolades and appreciation, leaders and dignitaries of China and Japan, for your mutually conciliatory endeavors. May the people of both your countries be graced with ever-expanding harmony and cooperation.
Pleased to announce to this committee, we have reached agreement on a strong draft with the cooperation of both Russia and China.
U.S. Secretary Clinton calls on Congress to reduce nuclear weapons.
This is a treaty that is critical to our bilateral relationship with Russia.
Speaking on Wednesday, November 17th, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton urged the nation's lawmakers in the final weeks of their current congressional session to continue progressing towards ratification of the new Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, or START. She stated,
"This is exactly what the American people expect us to do, to come together and do what is necessary to protect our country. We can and we must go forward now on the new START treaty."
The accord, which was signed by U.S. President Barack Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev in April, agrees to a 30% reduction in both countries' nuclear arms, as well as more open access for monitoring. It is also considered part of a larger goal, as stated by President Obama, toward fulfilling the ideal of a nuclear-free world. Our respectful appreciation, Secretary Clinton, for your efforts to further this peace-enhancing accord. As we send our thanks also to Presidents Medvedev and Obama, may the U.S. and governments worldwide adopt such measures toward a weapon-free, peaceful world.
Mexican women police chiefs seek to lead their communities to safety. Despite security concerns due to very high crime rates, mother of five, Olga Herrera Castillo, took on the job of police chief for the town of Villa Luz, while Ms. Veronica Rios Ontiveros now heads the police department in El Vergel. Last month, 20-year-old Marisol Valles Garcia was elected chief of police in Frajidis Zay Guerrero, a town near Ciudad Juarez. Speaking of the challenges presented by her role, Ms. Castillo said, "Everything is possible. Although Mexico is going through a crisis right now, there is a solution. With the support of the federal authorities and Mexico's president, we can all achieve this. Although we are women, we want Mexico to pull through, starting with our town, our people, our children. We are touched and salute police chiefs Castillo, Ontiveros, and Garcia for your courageous fulfillment of vital roles in your communities. May God protect you always and guide you in your noble pursuit of peace and safety for all."
Save our planet. African leaders come together to save Lake Chad. With the Central African lake already 90% depleted and forecast to disappear in less than 2 decades, African leaders convened for the 13th Ordinary Summit of the States of the Lake Chad Basin Commission in N'Djamena, Republic of Chad. The hosting country's president, Idriss Deby, was joined by Presidents Dr. Goodluck Jonathan of Nigeria, Paul Biya of Cameroon, Salu Jabot of Niger, François Bozizé of Central African Republic, as well as Libyan leader Muammar al-Gaddafi.
Commission Chair and President of Nigeria, Dr. Goodluck Jonathan, noted that climate change and the construction of dams are the main factors behind the lake's decline, and also that over 30 million people throughout the region have livelihoods that depend on the water basin. If the lake dries up completely, they will be forced to migrate, with huge socio-economic impacts. President Jonathan called for collective action as he announced a donation from Nigeria of $6 million for rehabilitation projects, including feasibility studies that look at water transfers from the Obangi River.
Many thanks, African leaders, for your concerned efforts in coming together to save Lake Chad. We pray for her successful restoration as humanity adopts lifestyles that protect our biosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has frequently emphasized the need for efficient action to preserve the world's precious resources, as during an August 2009 video conference in Thailand.
Our world's major rivers are dying. One-third are gone or going. The rivers, the source of our life, the water that feed us, billions of us. They are dying, drying up, ebbing away, day by day. And many major lakes dry up or drying, not including dangerous side effects, such as they release CO2, methane, and other gases after they dry or while they are drying. There are 1 billion people hungry already because of climate change and short of waters and food, 1 billion already. And 3 billion people are short of water. How many more, I don't know. How many more of suffering people are we waiting before we take action? Please take action now. Very simple. Just be veg.
Save our planet. Norway's University of Science and Technology researchers state that afflictions discovered in Norwegian moose, such as kidney problems and bone disorders, are likely linked to high levels of heavy metals caused by air and environmental pollution.
Save our planet. The Institute for European Environmental Policy, or IEEP, calculates that European Union goals of decreasing greenhouse gas emissions by replacing 10% of transport fuel with biofuels is not efficient, as clearing the land to produce biofuels would release more carbon from the soil and vegetation than it would save.
Warning news. Decades later, some of the nearly 5 million victims of war originally affected by Agent Orange in Olac or Vietnam are still suffering from physical deformities inflicted by the chemical's harmful effects.
I'm Buzzy the Honeybee, and I eat only vegan foods for a diet of peace. Today, I have a chef's tip on uses of four types of tofu, a protein-rich and healthful food made from soybeans. You might like extra firm, best for frying, roasting, or grilling. Firm does well in stir-fries, boiling, and as fillings. Soft tofu is good for pureeing, and silken can be enjoyed simmered or as an egg substitute. Have fun! Thank you for watching and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Here's the weather around the world.
Ecology news, Africa is working to increase rural development and adapt to the effects of climate change. African Union's New Partnership for Development and the Worldwide Fund for Nature are joining to enhance the Africa's Rural Futures Program. The initiative would help to integrate the departments of transport, infrastructure, and agriculture to improve secure food production and supply. Building up connections between local and regional agricultural markets and creating employment will also be included in the endeavor. Our earnest appreciation, African Union's New Partnership for Development and the Worldwide Fund for Nature, for your laudable efforts. May the great continent of Africa be graced with bountiful harvests and a glorious future on a long-lasting planet.
In sustainable energy news, a Japanese electric company opened a large-scale solar power plant. Kansai Electric Power Company became the first Japanese electric company to operate a major solar power station commercially. It has commenced partial operations, providing electricity to approximately 900 households in Sakai, Osaka Prefecture. The plant currently has a capacity of 2,850 kilowatts and will expand to 10,000 kilowatts when full operations begin in October 2011. At that time, the power plant is expected to be able to supply electricity to 3,000 households and reduce CO2 emissions by 4,000 tons annually. A big green thumbs up, Kansai Electric Power Company, for your pioneering efforts. We wish you much success in your earth-loving endeavor. Coming up, a rescued horse has a heart of gold. We will take a drink of fresh juice and come back soon. More forward-thinking news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, considerate news for a caring world. In animal welfare news, a rescued horse has a famous lineage. Miss Elizabeth Parker of Missouri, USA, bought a very unhealthy red thoroughbred with only one wish, to rescue the neglected equine from the sad fate that otherwise awaited her. After 3 months of nurturing, tender care, the magnificent horse called her own storm regained much of her vibrancy. Upon inquiry, Ms. Parker discovered that only 2 years previously, her own Storm had been a valuable horse who unfortunately was trained for racing. In addition, she is the great-great-granddaughter of the celebrated Horace Secretariat, who is the subject of a recent movie. Ms. Parker said from the beginning, she felt a tremendous kindness of the intelligent horse. Our heartfelt gratitude, Ms. Elizabeth Parker, for saving a precious life. Bravo, her own Storm, on your spectacular recovery. May heaven bless you with many happy years to thrive and share your immense love with treasured friends.
Please join us for a joke told in Nigerian patois entitled, Doing Anything.
Abisiyama, you fit do anything where other people them sabi do. Kunla, written. Yeah, I fit read my own handwriting.
And now for our viewer's heartline.
Dearest Supreme Master Qinghai, if I say thanks for all you're doing, it can't express my heartfelt words. Since last year, when I started to watch your TV channel, I've become vegan. It was just because of you who made me aware. Now, it's just my wish that I can get initiation from you and become your disciple. Please help guide me. And thanks again and again. Awaken me, Master. I'm a dream. My name is Dream too. Awaken me, Master. May I meet Supreme Master. May I meet my inner Supreme Master. May I meet everyone's Supreme Master. May I meet the true self, the truth. May I be awakened. I'm still in deep sleep. I'm drowned in ignorance. Awaken me, Supreme Master. May I get awakening. May I become one with you. May I become Buddha, an enlightened being like you. With my whole love for you, Sahar from Tehran, Iran.
Greetings, Sahar. It is lovely to hear from you. Supreme Master Qinghai has a reply for you.
Bless Sahar, heaven and earth celebrate your compassionate diet. Of course, it is my honor to assist you in claiming your own inner treasure of light and sound. Thank you for your profound spiritual form. May the munificent light of Allah shine on you and the high-thinking people of Iran. Love, love, Qinghai.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May your days be blessed with divine love and jubilation.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
As part of an initiative to raise awareness and respect for each of the United Nations' 6 official languages, the organization celebrates its first ever Chinese Language Day at UN headquarters in New York, USA, with activities that include presentations of songs and poetry.
Following their October engagement, Prince William of Wales bestows fiancée Kate Middleton with the ring given by His Royal Highness Prince Charles to the late Princess Diana as they announce 2011 wedding plans.
Visiting Uruguayan President Jose Mujica meets with Ecuadorian President Rafael Correa, where the two sign cooperation agreements enhancing bilateral relations in the areas of agriculture, telecommunications, and exports.
After stops in Djibouti, Kenya, Tanzania, and the Seychelles, the Chinese Navy hospital ship Peace Ark travels to the city of Chittagong, Bangladesh, to provide a week of free medical services before returning home.
The Ethiopian Vegan Association is granted status as a legal charitable association by the country's Ministry of Justice as the first organization to serve the community through promoting the compassionate, healthy, and eco-friendly vegan lifestyle.
Scientists at Glasgow Royal Infirmary in Scotland find that high-intensity narrow-spectrum light is effective in eliminating airborne and surface bacteria, including antibiotic-resistant superbugs like MRSA, while at the same time being safe for staff and patients.
Kuwaiti athlete Ms. Jenna Al-Falikawi expresses her joy at winning first place in Malaysia's three-day water ski and wakeboard championships.
British Prime Minister David Cameron announces plans to introduce a happiness index whereby the Office of National Statistics will seek to gauge the psychological and environmental well-being of the nation's citizens.
New Zealand's Foreign Minister Murray McCulley alerts Japanese officials to a rising national sentiment against whaling in New Zealand waters and encourages the nation toward more humane alternate activities.
Baby Cakes Bakery, a famous vegan shop based in New York and Los Angeles, USA, opens a new location at Disney World Resorts in Florida, USA, serving its popular animal-free cupcakes, cookies, brownies, and other sweets.
Regarding the death penalty sentencing of 74-year-old former Saddam Hussein deputy Tariq Aziz, Iraqi President Jalal Talabani announces his refusal to sign the execution order based on humanitarian principles.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.